Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Klay Thompson's returning to the Bay Area Tuesday night, he's returning to the Bay to play against his former team, the Golden State Warriors. On Monday at 9 a.m.,
want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We will have Bay Area legend Jason Kidd on the show.
Very cool.
Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd will join the show Monday at 9 a.m.
So I'm not just saying this. This is factual. We used to do these little like trading cards, you know, like baseball and basketball and stuff. Like when you'd play youth sports, this is back in the day before like all the phones and all that stuff. You used to do these little like trading cards and you'd take the little like action photo and stuff. My basketball card for like three straight years, favorite player, Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Most kids in this region, if you played point guard, you know, Jason Kidd was your guy.
I remember I rocked the New Jersey Nets Jason Kidd jersey every day. I had the white one, the throwback white one, and then I had the gray one that said New Jersey, and I rocked those things until the wheels fell off, because you talk about a true point guard, pass first point guard, great defender, control the game without scoring. That was Jason Kidd. And then later on, he became a good three-point shooter, wins a championship with the Dallas Mavericks. So Jason Kidd's going to join us. He does a great job with girls basketball. Jason Kidd Select. They go all over the country, all over the world to play basketball. He's sitting these girls. He's taking care of these girls. Jason Kidd is going to join the show Monday at 9 a.m. to talk a little Klay, talk a little Jason Kidd Select, and everything happening with J.K. because it's always love when he comes back to the Bay Area. Last time they came out here to the Bay Area, I got to talk to Jason. I was telling him, oh, man, St. Joe's. He goes, oh, you know about that. I said, man, Pro-Am this and Cal Berkeley, you beat Duke and Bobby Hurley out there at Rosemont Horizon in Chicago, Illinois, beat Duke to invest in the Sweet 16. They didn't let me down. The next year when they were 5-seed, they lost to Wisconsin Green Bay, and that game was played. I want to say that game was played in Salt Lake City, Utah, or somewhere Ogden, Utah. Anyway, they got upset by Wisconsin Green Bay. Remember that?
Oh,
Lamar
yeah.
Murray and Jason Kidd. But Jason Kidd will join the show 9 a.m. Monday.
You know, I think the biggest thing for me that's really flipped my opinion of the Warriors, and just come out and say it, it's Draymond Green. Like, I didn't expect this version of Draymond Green offensively. I also didn't expect a more happy-go-lovey, you know, Draymond Green when it came to the youngsters and the empowerment and the things that he's saying. Is he going to, like, screw up at some point? Probably. But I don't live my life like, oh, my God, when's the shoe going to drop? Like, I try to be optimistic, and I'm trying to give this guy a chance. And when I crush him for multiple years because of the negative things that he's done, right, I also need to be fair and give him love when he's played really, really well.
I'm
and he's
so
saying all the right things, and he's pumping up the team. My point here is that, like, I can't lie with what my eyes are telling me and what my heart is seeing. So, like, I'm in on this.
Steve Kerr, what Draymond Green has done, so on what he's seen from Draymond Green so far, this is with Willard and Dibbs.
I see a guy who is playing at a high level, who's having fun, who's doing a great job leading. And, you know, to be honest, it's what I've seen for most of the past 10 years. I know who he is. I know what a winner and a champion Draymond is. I think he clearly got off kilter, you know, last year and the year before several times. And it hurt us, and he knows that. And I think he's really committed to, you know, to getting the best out of this team and to helping his teammates and being the best version of himself. And honestly, I'm not surprised because I believe in him so much. I know what a winner he is, but he's so emotional and so passionate that it can get the best of him sometimes. And it's our job to help him through that.
Well, what about his hot stretch offensively? Before we go to the lines here, his hot stretch offensively, this is something that I've wanted for a couple years now. And he's doing it. He's letting it fly from the three-point line, and he's being aggressive offensively, man. Three straight double-digit nights for Draymond Green. Here's what Kerr had to say about his hot stretch offensively.
I think the biggest thing is he's playing the four most of the time now. And as a four, he has to be a scorer for us. He's going to be open on the perimeter. He has to shoot the three. Three for four last night, 39% last year. I don't think this is a fluke. I think, you know, he's not going to be a high volume guy, but he's going to be in that corner with Trace or Loon at the top and the offense running through a high screen and roll with the center that puts Draymond in the corner. And he's got to be willing to take and shoot that shot. And he has been, he's knocking him down. But, again, it's just, we're trying to, you know, forge the identity of this team, and the identity is a little different. The last couple of years, we've gone small more often than not with Draymond at the five, and we've recommitted to playing big with Trace and Loon and Draymond, and that means Draymond's at the four, so it's a different look.
Monte, getting into like the deepness of X's and O's basketball, he took the majority of his shots from three-point land that would go in at the top of the key.
Yep.
And being able to hit the corner three is what kept Bruce Bowen in the game as long as he did.
And the wing three. He's hit the wing three.
No, but I'm saying he's added that this year. I'm saying Draymond has added that this year. I didn't think he was able to do it. By the numbers, they tell you it's the shortest three, right? The corner three, because of the way that the flooring is spaced out. But also, if you can get that shot, you're going to get that pocket three a lot because of movement, because it's the hardest to defend based on where it is. If the ball's on the opposite side and you swing it around, it's hard to recover to that spot. And so if he can hit that shot just enough to honor the defense, to honor him out there, it changes the whole flow of the offense. Well, and he's done that early on.
We've been saying this for the last couple of years, that NBA coaches do not want to leave a player wide open like that. They're hesitant to do that. It scares the living daylights out of them. And Draymond has been reluctant to take that shot. We see the Lakers with Anthony Davis. He is just camping the paint. He won't even go out to Draymond Green. And now that he's hitting the top of the key three, but he's also hitting the corner three, but also the wing three. He's right there on the wing hitting that three as well. He's stuck it in Houston, and he's stuck it in Washington, Washington, D.C. So he's playing better offensively. There's no doubt he knows he has to be aggressive. Steph Curry told us the other night on the postgame show, I don't care if he's 0 for 20. We need an aggressive Draymond Green offensively. So let's get to the lines real quick. Pete and San Ramon just dropped off. Let's go to Verducci in the El Dorado Hills. Verducci, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. And Abonte, man, your intros, man, got me fired up, man. I'm driving on the Highway 50, baby. I thought you were going to intro me.
Oh, I got you, Verducci. I got you. Hey, people don't know that's a hidden talent of mine. I did it for 8 years.
I love it, man. I love it. And a funny Jason Kidd story. When I was teaching second grade in Oakland at Northern Light School, he was coming to our school to talk about his nonprofit and had an event, and he needed somewhere to change his newly born kid, and so he chose my classroom on my desk, and so I got to meet Jason Kidd, a guy that I grew up watching, and such a nice guy, and so that was just a funny Jason Kidd story when you had started talking about him. But this Warriors team's got me excited, fellas. I mean, it's 12 deep. They're all interchangeable. But I think the biggest thing, one, like you talked about with Draymond Green's leadership, and I think he's really trusting the new guys fairly quickly into the season. I feel like in years past, it's taken Draymond Green some time to fully trust the newbies. But I think it's just the joy that they play with. I feel like there's so many players on this team that got that has that moxie, that's willing to take that shot. Even seeing Pods do it last game when they really needed it, it was awesome to see. But I think it's going to really come down to Steve Kerr. You know, he has so many players to play and guys that can handle the situation, but it's going to be his rotations and how he sees, you know, what players fitting at the right moments. So that's the big thing that I'm looking forward to. But I'm just happy that the Warriors are on top. I do think they are, you know, they are a championship team. I do think they're going to have to make a move at the end of the season at some point, maybe to get, you know, that other third star that we're looking for. But let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy it. My gosh, I can't even speak here. Warrior fans and, have a good day, man. Love you all. And let's keep it rolling, baby.
Hey, let's keep it rolling. Big game tonight in Boston, 4:30 tip-off. This is a barometer game. There's no doubt about it. We're fired up for it. Rick Barry will join us at 8 o'clock, and we can ask him about the team so far, the barometer that they're going to get checked, or the measuring stick that we'll see from the Golden State Warriors. Where are they at? Where are they really at in this league, in the hierarchy, in Tier 1 of Law Murray's power rankings in the Athletic? Rick Barry, 8 o'clock. Avid pickleball player. He'll join us. He may talk for 20 minutes. Who knows? Anthony Slater, 8:30, who's live in Boston. And then we'll get Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe, who's also live in Boston. And he'll kind of let us know how Boston fans feel about Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, and the Golden State Warriors. So Steve Kerr was discussing everything about the Golden State Warriors and Buddy Hield's fit. But he also talked about the next three games.
In the course of 82 games, you just the schedule can go back and forth. Your health, lots of stuff can happen. You know, if you win 6 out of 7 in February, it doesn't get on the radar as easily as it does when you win 6 of your first 7 to start the season. So, you know, I know everybody is singing our praises, but the schedule has been kind to us to this point, and we're about to play probably the three best teams in the league the rest of this week. So great test for us. No matter what happens, we've got a ton of work ahead of us. I'm excited because when I watch the tape, I see all kinds of growth ahead of us. But it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take some time.
The collective IQ of this team feels to be higher, and which is an odd thing to think about because it's not like, and this isn't about Clay or CP3. Those are two of the smartest basketball players of all time. But it feels like from top to bottom, I'm going full roster here, they're playing a smart brand of ball. Like adding Kyle Anderson, he's just a smart player. He knows when to push, when to slow back. I feel like Kuminga's taken a step forward in his own understanding of the game. Clearly Pods is playing, you know, a more cerebral game. TJD knows his role. Like there's so many guys just like things are just falling into place. They're just falling into place. I love where they're at. This isn't a shoebox game, Matt and Hegan. I really like the Warriors tonight.
Oh, boy.
Don't like the Warriors.
Oh, boy.
Really like the Warriors tonight.
So you bet on the Warriors tonight?
Is there something about the TD Garden? Curry?
You're taking the Warriors?
Draymond? I didn't say that.
No, you said it's a shoebox bet.
I said it's not a shoebox bet, but I really like the Warriors tonight.
So what are you saying? Do you like them to win, or do you like them to
play what I'm saying, well? Todd, is that if the Warriors win, your boy is going to be strutting
but
across
you say you
Union
really
Square
like them
tomorrow
tonight.
Morning.
You really like them, so you're picking them to win. You have to stand on this, Jasper.
I feel like Steve Kerr and the team knows how important this game is.
So you got the Warriors winning this game. You have the Warriors winning. They're 6.5-point underdogs.
Move on, Joe.
Oh, 6.5?
Yeah, 6.5-point underdogs.
Hammer the Warriors.
Oh, boy.
Hammer it.
Oh, Fedoni.
Because I'm too legit to quit.
George and Los Altos, before we get to the injury report. George and Los Altos, man, what's happening, George?
Hi, guys. You know, the big difference maker for me this year, besides, you know, double zero being like Superman all of a sudden, which I absolutely love. It's unbelievable watching what he's doing now. But I think Jerry Stackhouse has been a huge, huge game changer for us. and the way he's got these guys playing defense. And even Draymond, you see the interview a couple of days ago where he was talking about what Stackhouse does to these guys and how unforgiving he is if they don't follow his script.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they're playing defense and the way Jerry Stackhouse has them, you know, into his game plan, I think is incredible. I think it's going to go a long, long way for us. As long as we can continue to play D, we got a really, really good chance to go all the way with this thing. I really believe that.
Well, I do too. And look, at some point later on in the season, they're going to like pare down the rotation. But to start the year off, I don't think it's sustainable. Like just looking at box scores, like Luka is putting up a lot of minutes. Like and I know you always say, yeah, he works himself into shape. I know he's young. Like these seasons are so long. And the one benefit to having the 12, 13 man rotation that the Warriors have had is that you really aren't trying to put too much stress on any one individual or combination of individuals. Now, again, it'll work itself out and they'll pare it down and it won't be as big later on in the year because it's unsustainable to go that deep. But some of these other teams, like right now, Denver's figuring out their bench. They don't even really know what they're doing with their bench
right now. Denver's taking a step back.
You're really down on them. I'm surprised.
No, I've been down. No KCP.
Yeah,
no
that's
Bruce
true.
Brown. Yeah. Aaron Gordon is out multiple weeks with a calf strain, and Jamal Murray doesn't look as explosive. Something's up with Jamal Murray. He's not right. Something's up with him. And he didn't play the other night. He did not play. They're struggling against teams like the Brooklyn Nets. The Raptors are taking him down to the wire a couple times. They're struggling here. So we'll see about Denver. We'll see about the West. Right now, I like where the Warriors are at. Big game tonight, though. Let's get to the injury report.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.